Hi, thanks very much for having me. This is my book. It's mostly about places where I've lived, which is why it's called Other Places, which is kind of four. It's I grew up in Dublin. I lived in County Clare for a very long time, and then I moved to Oslo 2 years ago. And I also do volunteer work on a Native American reservation in South Dakota. But I'm going to start with a poem about Limerick.
Of Limerick, woo!
It's called Dawn River. Waltzing out into the day in last night's party clothes, singing around lampposts, the pavements to ourselves. Our arms are full of treasure plundered from our youth. And the water, clean with morning, all mist, smooth and splintered light, makes a city beautiful, like a heart that only speaks of what it loves. Then pausing by the river wall to catch a breath, the seagull's cry finds longing in the ones who see the night to dawn, wheeling in the lonely air, the same wish whispered in our ear, dance with me, take me home. There are three poems I wrote about photographs. One is about my dad, one is about my mum, and one are about my twin daughters. So I'm going to read the one about my mother. There was a photo I found in a box as a child that I have never come across again. Black and white, my mother in a square in Paris at 17. Standing, smiling, brushing her hair back from her face. Seeing her for the first time as a person, feeling that child's small jealousy that she once had a life before me, yet full of wonder at this girl abroad, young and so very beautiful. Excuse me, this is a poem called Belief in Magic. I did a degree in Irish folklore. In exams, we were asked about fairy abduction criteria, regional thatching methods, migratory legends, and children's skipping songs. Field trips involved sitting in pubs with microphones and pints, driving up boreens to cottages in far-flung townlands to visit local Shanahi, mentally making note that the story being told was number C31.1.2 in the Arna Thompson catalogue of folktales. We knew the first Cinderella was in 8th century China, the leprechaun a version of European treasure guardian. Place names gave clues to archaeological sites, and Om is based on the Latin alphabet. At some point, it occurred to the academics to ask whether the tellers believed their own stories. They set up a symposium of belief, came from all over the world to debate this side issue of their collected archives. We students, too, were told a tale. Our lecturer recounted asking one of his storytellers, "Do you believe in the fairies?" The man crossed himself, "Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, no." A pause. A glance over the shoulder. Leaning in, he whispered, "But they're there all the same." And this is one of those ones you write when you move abroad. It's called One of Them. So now I'm one of them. Coming home for Christmas with dreams of Cadbury's and a decent pint. Hoping it's all still the same and annoying them because they expect it to be. Hearing Dad give out about the way they're treating pensioners and friends who can't make ends meet anymore. People driving back roads because they can't afford the car tax this month and probably not the next. Villages emptying out of people in their 20s heading to Sydney and Sunshine. Oh, how we used to roll our eyes up to heaven as they came back with their tales of new and better cities. Us feeling defensive for staying behind and keeping the faith. Believing in Ireland, putting up with the rain. We watched them go and felt betrayed. I'm one of them now. One more statistic that got in a plane.
Okay.
Yeah, as I said, I live in Oslo, and they have a word there, nachspiel, which is kind of like a lock-in, and when you go back to somebody's house, it's basically anything that happens after the pub closes, it's called nachspiel. It's actually a German word, which means night play. It kind of means pillow talk, really, but they've adopted it to mean this after-party thing. And it's funny when I'm there, everyone goes, oh, nachspiel, a party poem, and then I go, actually, no, it's kind of about sex and love and the difference between the two things, so they're always a bit disappointed. So, and it's kind of an autumn poem as well, so, nachspiel. I want you in a slow October afternoon, light falling with the leaves. In Oslo parks, you take the arm of my borrowed winter coat, and open me beneath the layers, defying shadows as we walk through changing air. Instead, in nightfall's separate play, as the earth comes back to mystery and shapes of ghosts, we enter one warm room with the halo of the cold outside, soft breaths of the inevitable spoken onto skin, in those small hours where corners hide from candlelight and keep their secrets safe. This one is about a park in Oslo that's it's called Birkelunden, which means birch grove, so there's all these birch trees, and I used to work and I'd look out at them every day, just on the corner of the park. So, Birkelunden. All summer, the birch trees and myself have been having conversations. Sometimes the copper-green church spire joins in. There is hope, he usually says, pointing to the sky. I can never quite remember later what we talked about. Daydreams, mostly. Often of the weather. The trees are kind. Sometimes they dance on purpose because they know I miss the wind. We understand each other perfectly. So lately, they have seemed confused that bits of me aren't turning gold and falling off. They are, I reassure them, but with humans, it happens on the inside. And like I said, I do volunteer work on a Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota, where basically people live in third world conditions. There's a lot of people with no electricity or running water. It's hugely, hugely poor. I think it's actually the poorest county in America that makes up one of the parts of the reservation. And then alongside that, there's a lot of problems with alcoholism, and following that, domestic abuse and all the usual things that happen in a poverty cycle. So this poem is called Bad Medicine. We used to drink together, wake up almost dressed in the back of someone else's car. We'd drive back to the bar to shake the spirits, the falling over shame of standing sober on the land we're left with. Drown out the other kind, the reminding spirits, that keep us up at night with older songs. We drank together so we wouldn't be alone. And later on, falling to our dreamless bed, our babies pretending sleep in charity donated bunks, avoiding parents' crashing voices and the waves of drunken arms. It took the fire and what we lost to make me stop. Now I have no anesthetic for the bruises, the nights you make it home. Your bottomless defeat, not yours alone, but your father's and his father's, in a line that stretches back to time before. Like all proud people broken, you take your anger to the women. The center of the circle must be strong. So the morning gathers up the bottles and excuses. I put my peace face on. Sometime in the 1950s and 60s, they tried to get the Indians off the reservations and bring them into cities, so they gave them money to kind of come in and get them jobs and everything, but it was an absolute abysmal failure. They just ended up being homeless or going back to the reservation. So this is called The City is Another Country. Now I know my shade of skin, speaks louder than an accent. The shoes I wear, the length of hair, my gate of open spaces brings shutters down, makes hard the liquid of their eyes. On buses, women smile with only mouths, look to middle distance, tighten hands on bags and children. Signs in windows, whispers from within, say I need not apply on streets that promise to be welcome. To find my own, I must look under things, bridges, steps and subways, for the gathered and bewildered. As nothing came to pass of guarantees, we were equal to the others, we'd succeed, despite our color, race and creed. Just a couple more, a little bit lighter note. This one is called How to Marry a Millionaire. Step one, stop hanging out with musicians. All those rooms with instruments on walls, ashtrays and small mirrors, stories of old adventures they still seem to be having, treating the night like they're entitled to the dawn. Playing the stages and singing on streets, dreamers with 10,000 hours of ambition. Always rehearsing a different conversation, and never too tired for new friends who turn up in old buildings, adding their voice to the sacred sonic flow. And no matter what I do, if I climbed the highest mountain, I'd be sure to find another one strumming the summit on his guitar. I don't normally do rhyming ones, but this is just a bit of fun. It's called Trying to Be Good, and I'll finish with this. I am the smile that shines serene, but mischief twinkles in the eye. I am the talk of one great truth, but still remember how to lie. I am the mountain's rocky climb, but often take the cable car. I am the quest for enlightenment, but always stay up after dark. I am the higher melody, yet still I'm dancing to the drums. I am the dream in peaceful sleep, but wake before the morning comes. I am the toothpaste of fresh breath, with just a hint of last night's wine. I court the angel's guiding hand, but the devil's an old friend of mine.